Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
How far will an individual go to just get someone to listen? Take, for example, the man who robbed a bank near our office. He had no sooner asked for the money, which was placed in a brown paper bag, than he sat down on the floor and started to cry. And he kept on crying until the police arrived. You see, he has two children who needed physical help, and he was willing to go to prison for someone to hear his furtive cry for help. How sad. Only days before, Mary Jo Johnson complained that nobody listened to her. Not her doctors, not her attorney, not even her family, no one. So according to a close friend, she decided to capture everyone's attention in what he called one of the most notorious ways possible. She walked into an elementary school near her home, barged into a classroom, which she chose at random, held the teacher and the pupils, whom she did not know, as hostages, before she finally put a gun to her temple and pulled the trigger, taking her own life. That is really sick, you may respond. And I think most of us would agree. No one could subject innocent children to such a statement of rage and anger and defiance who isn't emotionally disturbed. But the fact remains, people who feel lonely and unheard are desperate and willing to do almost anything to make a statement and get someone to listen. Basically, that's one of the reasons why people write graffiti on restroom walls or go to absurd lengths of violence or mayhem. As Andy Warhol put it in a song, they want to be famous for 15 minutes, they want to be known. Every individual, including you, who are at the listening end of this commentary, every individual has three basic needs. 1, love. 2, fulfillment. 3, security. That second need, fulfillment, means feeling worthwhile to yourself and to other people. Having someone listen to you validates your sense of self-esteem and makes you feel you're a person of value and worth. Dr. Paul Tournier, the late Swiss psychiatrist, once wrote, "It is impossible to overemphasize the immense need humans have to be really listened to." He said, "Listen to all the conversations of the world, between nations as well as those between couples. They are, for the most part, dialogues of the deaf." Tragic, but true, is the fact that a lot of hurting people would give almost anything to have someone listen to them, especially someone close to them as a husband or a wife. How do I know? Well, I've just spent my last 3 hours reading some of the mail that you've sent to me. One woman complained that her husband listened to his mother for hours on the telephone and could talk to other people, but never had time to listen to her. A husband wrote that his wife was always accusing him of not communicating when he says he remembers telling her things, which to me underlined the fact that communication means something different to men than to women. Well, what's the bottom line? Twofold. You can't meet the needs of your husband or wife, the teenager living in your house, or even your children without learning to listen. It's all part of communication. A second truth that needs to be emphasized is that one of the ingredients of prayer is listening and hearing God's voice, who always responds to our heart cries. A young woman complained, "For 4 hours I prayed saying, 'God, say something,' and he was silent." "No," I replied, "God was speaking loudly saying, 'Trust me, take it by faith,' but you weren't listening." Listening is important, tremendously important. His voice is a quiet one. Turn off the television, the radio, and the computer and listen.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.